Hey guys, what's up? Today is a special Sunday edition of the Positivity Effect. And that is because I have brought on my significant other, none other than Jennifer Viscardi. What's going on, Jen?
Hi, gang. How's it going?
And she's going to be joining us pretty regularly, actually, every Sunday. And we're going to get into that. It's going to be kind of just really changing up the whole format of this Sunday show, because everybody's been wanting to hear the force behind the man, behind the guy, behind the Positivity Effect, and that is Jen. So Jen, why don't you just take a moment and introduce yourself to the audience?
Oh boy. Okay. So I am your fiance. We have been together for quite some time.
I'm just going to cut you off right there. What do you mean by quite some time?
Well, I was going to say at this point of the year, what is it, March? End of March? So just a little over 7 years. It's been a long road.
7 years it took you to figure out to run away?
7 year itch. After 7 years, I've decided that I need to leave.
Oh, gosh. Guys, we're getting married September 30th.
I'm taking all of the cats.
Oh, we'll get to that too. You guys are gonna hear a lot about my personal background, stuff I don't share all the time. But go ahead, Jen. Keep talking.
Let's see. I have an older brother. His name is James. He currently lives in Tennessee with his lovely wife and their absolutely adorable daughter, Nora.
What's a little fun fact about James?
What's a little fun fact about James?
He does something just like this.
He does. He has his own podcast.
It's called Let's Talk Comics.
Yes, and he also works at comicbook.com. He is the editor-in-chief.
He is the editor-in-chief, that's right.
Of comicbook.com. So all of you comic book fans, go check it out. I hear it's highly entertaining. I'm not a comic book fan myself, so I'm a pretty terrible sister at that too, because I have no idea what goes on that website.
Are you sure about that? Because I'm pretty sure I found a couple of Spider-Man comics in your drawer the other day.
Yeah, no, those are James's. Well, yeah, okay. Spider-Man is Marvel. I was going to say, is he DC? No, he's Marvel.
Oh man, James is going to you're going to get a phone call after this episode.
Yeah. I'm in trouble. Yep. So they're down in Tennessee. Let's see. I don't know. What else do you want to know about me?
Well, you know, the reason that I brought you on is because, you know, you've really helped shape the person who I am today, you know.
It took long enough.
Oh wow. Man, that's rough. So guys, stop laughing.
Sorry. Okay.
Guys, it's fun doing a podcast with your significant other. It's definitely interesting. She's actually in the other room right now, and
yeah, I'm not even allowed to look at you.
No. We tried sitting in the same room, but it was just too much.
Yeah. Basically.
Jen, it's something that I've always loved about you is that when I think of, like, the people that are in your life and the people that you care about, you always put those people first. Why is that?
Well, thank you. Well, let's see. I think it's extremely important to have a good support system around you. And if you surround yourself with good people, and you're just going to be like that much of a better person. And I forget who says it, but I know you know who says it. You are the result of the five people that you spend the most time with. And I firmly believe that. And I don't know. I guess it's just always been ingrained in me that, you know, it's important to just do for others, you know, and I personally just get joy out of it. You know, the more I help people, the happier I find myself, you know, be it with a simple little task as like we did, you know, just before recording this, you know, walking the dogs together, you know, or something, you know, as major as like, you know, someone's having some sort of life crisis and they just need somebody to listen, you know. So in whatever situation, good or bad, I find myself in, I end up, you know, just trying to give people the best version of myself and then just kind of help them walk through whatever it is they're going through.
Do you find that it's easier to go throughout your day when you know that you're being transparent with other people?
No, totally. Like, you don't have to waste energy being fake, I guess, for lack of a better word. But you don't, you know, if you're just your true self, then there's no hiding anything and there's no extra energy being, you know, divvied up elsewhere because you're like, oh, well, this person thinks I'm this way, so I have to make sure that I keep up that, you know, that reputation or, you know, that view of whatever that person has of me. I have to, you know, put extra energy into making sure I'm on top of it. And so they don't, you know, think I'm somebody else. It's just exhausting.
Yeah, that's why I always tell you that I vacuum the floors, but I don't actually do it. I just tell you that I've done it, but
And
it's
that's
not.
why there's still crumbs everywhere and cat litter everywhere.
That's right. Your mom vacuums the floors, and I just come and I
Make a
just
mess.
I take ownership that I was the one that cleaned
Liar.
them. Guys, we have so Jen and I have a bunch of little pets, right? We have a
I
little
wouldn't
couple.
really call them little.
We have a lot of fur babies. Why don't you talk about the fur babies?
Okay. Well, we have, well, technically five cats and one dog. So we have JP, we have Elephant, we have Moose, we have Buster, we'll have Duchess. How many is that? Did I miss one? And then we have Bailey. Bailey's a dog. I always forget if I miss somebody. No,
Yes,
that's
and
every.
you know, even though, guys, so by the
Too many
way,
to keep track of.
Jen's been boycotting the podcast because I always ask her, like, you know, did you listen to this episode on the way into work? You know, did you hear the episode with Ryan Guth, or did you listen into Guthrie Chamberlain? And she's like, well, you know, I'm just reminding you that I'm boycotting your show. So why don't you tell everybody why you're boycotting?
Well, it's been about like 3 to 4 weeks now because Dr. Tom over here was like, oh, Jen, why don't you come on my podcast? And I was like, absolutely. And then I kept getting booted. So 4 weeks later, he
I was
finally.
trying to play hard to catch, like, you know, because it's just it makes things more fun. It makes it interesting.
Fun. That's a choice word. Fun.
Well,
So 4 weeks. What? Go ahead. You tell
I was gonna
them.
say, well, we talk
Go
about
ahead.
gratitude on the show a lot, you know, and I'm always telling you how grateful I am for you.
Yeah, I'm so grateful that you made me wait 4 weeks to get on this podcast.
Jen, why don't you tell everybody, because I like
What?
hearing about it. Let's talk about the fur babies.
I
Let's
was
talk
trying to, and then you got off topic.
talk about each one, and tell me one thing that just makes you smile when you think about each one.
Okay, so there is JP. He I specifically picked up on my own accord after we had a pretty rough month back in September 2012, both of my grandfathers passed away within 3 weeks of each other. So then I decided there needs to be some smiles in this house. So my father, myself, and Dr. Tom over here all went to North Shore because we like to adopt and not shop. And
I like that.
so
Adopt and not shop.
adopt, don't shop. Yeah, so we went to North Shore, and we, in order to get to the kitties, you have to pass all the dogs. And of course, as I'm walking by, I'm like, I want each and every one of these. And my life goal is to basically just adopt an entire shelter one day and just live on a farm and have them everybody roam happily,
Jen,
doing their
remember,
own thing.
no, everybody listening has not met you yet.
I'm not a farmer in any way, shape, or form.
She's actually a civil engineer. She keeps the roads safe. So
I do traffic engineering. Yes,
we thank you for that.
you're welcome. So then we finally get to the kitty room, and then they're like, and then they ask, you know, how many animals would you like to adopt today? And I'm like, well, I would love to adopt all of them, but I'm only allowed to adopt one. So they said, okay. So then they escorted me over to the cages that only
No,
had
guys, that's she's
what?
changing the story a little bit.
How am I
They
changing the story?
said that she, they said, Jen, you could adopt all of them. And she wanted to, but I said, no, Jen, you can only adopt one of them. So it was
Right,
me
because
reminding her, Jen, we can only bring one home.
I know, how rude. All of them needed love, and I just wanted to give all of my love to all of them. So they show me all the cages with, you know, a single kitty, because they don't like separating brothers and sisters if they don't have to, or separating siblings. So they said, okay, here are the ones you can choose from. Let us know. So I said, okay. So mind you, Tom and my father are in the background, just kind of like, you know, moseying around, looking at the cats, you know, seeing, you know, who they like best. And all of a sudden, I'm not really sure how I found this little guy, but I'm gravitated towards this cage, and the cat's name is Eddie. And I'm like, what a silly name for a cat. So then I'm like, I want to see the. I was like, I, you know, can I take this one out? They're like, oh yeah, sure. So I take him out, I put him in my arms. He immediately starts purring. I start rubbing his belly. He just melts. And before I spoke to anybody else, I spoke to the person that was helping me, the volunteer, and I was like, I'd like to take this cat home. And then she's like, well, do you want to check with, the people that you're with? No, I like this one. We're gonna take him home.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it went down.
And so
Yeah,
then
but
she's like,
I fell in love with him too.
wait,
Oh,
wait,
Jen, it's just so
wait.
exciting though, 'cause he's awesome. What was his name before we named him?
I just told you, Eddie, are you not
Oh,
paying
what? Oh,
attention to
yes, it
me? You're
was.
not listening to me.
See, yeah, guys, we're gonna talk. So, part of having Jen on the show is
You're
helping
not listening
remind
to me.
myself the things that I stink at, and then hopefully people listening can pick up on some of this advice, especially you guys that need to improve yourself in your relationship.
Tip number one, if you ask your spouse to tell you a story, please listen.
Please listen.
So then after this, the volunteer got the paperwork ready, I would, then eventually was like, oh, maybe I should show Tom and maybe I should show my dad. So then they both snuggled with him and he was just this melty, snuggly, adorable cat. And then after two phone calls to other people in our lives, references, that's what they are. Yeah, two phone calls to two other references, and about an hour and a half later, we were on our way home with a little kitten.
Yeah, and he's awesome. He's a big
He's
guy now.
not
We're
really little anymore.
trying to help him lose some weight. But Jen, tell us about Buster, because
What about
I know
Buster?
you
You, I
abs.
didn't even get to tell everybody what my favorite thing about JP.
Okay, so what's your favorite thing about JP?
Okay,
And by the
so
way, guys, he's named after Jen's grandfather, and his
yes.
name is Joseph Patrick.
Yes, short JP, short for Joseph Patrick. And then my dad calls him Joe. It's really adorable because my dad's name is also Joe, so it's just really funny to watch.
Yeah, it is.
So my favorite thing about JP is that Tom, are you sure these people really care about my favorite thing about JP?
It's all in the story, Jen.
Okay, fair enough. So I'll be like, laying down or whatnot, and out of nowhere I will get 18 pounds of cat on my chest, purring like a V8 engine and just licking my forehead
Yeah,
without
that's
fail.
so all right, so we got JP. He's amazing. Now I know you like to say that they're all your favorite, but let's talk about
They're all
Buster.
my favorite.
Why
What's
do you
wrong?
why
What?
do, why do you love Buster?
Because Buster wants to snuggle all of the time.
All
All
right.
of the time.
So we got this V8, 18 pound of muscle and some other stuff. Just purring and loving you, and he's just totally, he's a troublemaker sometimes, but you love him. And then you
He's a
got this guy
troublemaker all the
Buster.
time.
Yeah, you got Buster who just wants to just be pet and purrs on you all the time. So he's another fun one. What about Moose?
Moose is the most agile of everybody, and he is, since he is so
He's
agile
the
and he can
Usain
get
Bolt. He's the Usain Bolt of the family.
to, basically he like gallops, but he's so suave about it. Moose is also he also has extra thumbs. There's a name for it. I think it's like, I forget what it is.
Didactyl or
Or something,
polydactyl. Polydactyl, I believe.
polydactyl, yeah.
Yes.
He's got, so cutting his nails is always fun.
Oh yeah, I did work it into an art. I am pretty good at cutting his nails. Guys, I'll tell a quick story. When we first started bringing him to the vet, when we would clip his nails,
This poor cat.
the guy, he was so nervous, he would literally would fly into the air. Like all of his muscles would react and he would like bounce about 15 feet into the air, and then they would catch him and bring him back down.
And then they said, in order to bring him in, you have to start sedating him. So then we said, absolutely not. So now Tom has perfected it to an art.
It is an art. So all right, so we got JP, we got Buster, we got Moose. How about Elephant?
Oh, Elephant. She is the female of the household.
She is.
And she's a little black cat. And she was actually the runt of her litter. So she's got full-size kitty organs in a not-so-full-size kitty body. So she's just adorable. She loves cream cheese. She loves popcorn. And she, well, she really loves any type of cheese, but she especially loves cream cheese. Apparently, this morning, my father said that he left the cream cheese out on the table, and 2 minutes later, he left. 2 minutes later, he came back in, and who was chomping down on the cream cheese? None other than
You
Elephant.
can't be mad. You can't be mad at
Well, no, then he said he sliced off the top layer of cream cheese and threw it out. So, so there's that.
All right, so this is what we talk about all the time, is like they all have their own personalities, like you love them all, but at the end of the day, it's like they just like it doesn't matter what kind of day you had. You could have a great day, a bad day. When you come home, they just want love.
Yeah, unconditional, and no matter how long you've been gone, well, Elephant takes it personally sometimes, but the others don't really seem to mind.
So let's sneak in Bailey really quick. How about Bailey? Well,
Well, we also didn't talk about Duchess.
yeah, Bailey and Duchess. How about those two? Even though they're at my house.
Duchess is, every time I see her, she reminds me of a cow because she's white with some black spots. She's very sweet. She just wants to be. So the running theme here is every time I come over, Duchess has a bell on her collar. So the running theme is that every time I come over, I take it off and I say, be free, and she runs around and then nobody knows where she is 20 minutes later.
Yeah,
And then we
it's
all have to
very
find her because
frustrating.
we don't know where she is. It's entertaining.
It's very
And
frustrating.
I find it entertaining because then I leave. And then there is Bailey. Bailey is the only four-legged pup that we have for now.
Oh yeah, guys, there's a couple of words that when Jen says them, I absolutely love it. And one of them is when she says pups.
The other one is goodies.
Pups and goodies. Because she'll bring over snacks or something. She's like, hey, I got you some goodies. And it just makes me giggle.
Yeah, so Bailey is our pup. I actually found her wandering one of the neighborhoods right by my house. And then, so long story short, I brought her home. I spoke to one of my friends who actually works at North Shore, and she said, bring her to an animal shelter. We brought her to an animal shelter. I sobbed the entire way home, even though I'd only known this dog for 2 hours. I sobbed. And then they told me that the owner had a week to claim her. And then if not, then she would be, eligible for open adoption. So I said, okay. So I said, Tom, I found this dog. I just dropped her off at the animal shelter. I'm sobbing. I want her. And he said, no, I don't think, now is really a good time. And I said, okay, fine. So then from that point forward, I decided, time to disconnect from this dog that I just spent 2 hours of my life with. So then a week comes by and Tom's like, oh yeah, how's that dog doing that you found? I was like, I don't know. I didn't know I was supposed to check up on her. I'm like, you told me we weren't allowed to, now wasn't a good time. And then you decided, no, I think it is a good time. So just when I started to turn off my feelings for her, Tom decides to turn on his feelings for her. So then, long story short, we went there and she is now part of the zoo.
I fell in love instantly.
She's adorable. She has some quirks about her, but we're working through them.
Yeah. So kind of guys, the reason I asked Jen, the reason I asked you, Jen, to share this little bit about our life and just about, the thing that we share together is that moral of the story, I get a lot of joy out of just, when anytime I come over, seeing all the cats and then coming home and seeing my dog, like it's just having a pet is a really, it's one of the easiest ways that we can improve the quality of our life. Wouldn't you agree? It's just like
No, I
no
totally
matter what
would.
kind of
And
day, you're having,
right. And obviously
they're there just looking
Tom,
for unconditional love. And
yeah,
it's a good.
we don't have kids yet. Well, human kids. But well, lately, Buster's been not feeling himself. But no, they definitely become a part of your family. My heart breaks every time Buster's, hasn't been feeling well lately. And but they're a part of the family easily. So
Right. And
I love
yeah,
them.
Jen, you alluded to us walking the dogs earlier, meaning Bailey, and that's also my family dog, Sparky, who hasn't been doing too well lately. He's been some kind of neurological thing going on. And like you said, yes, it's difficult when they're not feeling well also and just not, and seeing them, what they're going through and not, them not being able to answer, but it's to me, just talking, guys, talking about relationship stuff, talking about, communication, being there for each other, like that's an important thing to me. You know that Sparky's important to me. And, you kind of cleared out your schedule, whatever you had to do today to be here with me to help, spend some time with him and help me walk him and help me be there for him, even though it's been very difficult, and I think that's part of that cornerstone of a relationship, guys, is even through the difficult times, you have to continually be open and you have to have that communication.
For better or for worse.
That's right. And
That's what they say.
you guys get to hear this journey of Jen and I every Sunday now because
Oh boy. Oh boy.
that's the fun thing about the positivity effect now is Jen is going to be joining us every Sunday. Are you
Yay.
excited?
Yeah, I mean, I gotta prep some material, I guess. I mean, granted, I could talk about the animals forever, so but I don't think people want to hear about the
Well,
animals.
we could say why don't we you know let's get real, Jen. Let's get transparent here.
Okay.
Because I brought you on. I brought you on as a, like a specialist, you know, to come in and drop some knowledge. So
what kind of knowledge do you want me to drop today?
Well, you know, we want to give some tips. This is like a different episode. It's a non-interview episode, you know, show that we do on
Sunday. It's like Backstage Pass.
Yeah, it's like Backstage Pass.
No, what's that show on, what is it, on Bravo? You know, what happens live? What happens after?
You know I don't watch TV, Jen.
Okay. Oh, right. You don't watch anything. You live under a rock.
Guys, I'm a sports fan. I'm doing that with quotes.
Air quotes.
Yeah, because Jen, like anytime, because I love hockey and the Islanders, but I never watch. So she's like,
Hey, Tom, what's the Islanders' current record?
I don't know.
Yeah. Great.
Again,
they
guys,
lost.
Air
they
quotes,
lost last night.
Sports fan.
Yeah.
But I am a big hockey fan. So, but anyway, you know, normal format, guys, you know that we do interviews and stuff. And today was a quick little interview because I wanted to introduce Jen to you guys. But going forward, is this going to be, you know, we're going to kind of talk about our relationship and give you guys some insights, some things that we've struggled with. And maybe also as you guys connect with us, we'll share some of your own stories as well. But it's, you know, so talking about today, you mentioned something before that was key about paying attention when your significant other.
Yeah, huh?
So, Jen.
Yes, Tom.
Let's be real here. So why don't you share, how does it make you feel when, let's start first. How does it make you feel when I'm paying attention and I'm alert to what you're trying to tell me?
I feel appreciated. I feel like you actually care about what I'm talking about, whether it's about the color of a curtain or if one of the cats isn't feeling well or, you know, something going on with work or, you know, so on and so forth. I feel appreciated.
And that's just, you feel appreciated by my actions.
Yes. By you saying, I'm here, I'm listening, and you actually following up on that and actually listening.
Now, what about on the flip side, if I'm not listening, but I'm using my words and saying, no, Jen, I'm listening, I'm paying attention.
Well, then I ask you to repeat what I just said, and then 9 times out of 10, you usually can't. So it makes me feel like I'm talking to a wall.
So you would say it's not so much about what I tell you, it's more about what I'm doing.
Right. Exactly. Actions speak louder than words.
Hmm. So yep. when I am paying more attention, when I'm making sure I'm being attentive, you know, how does that affect your day?
Well, my day goes on a lot smoother usually because another thing that we do, here's another side note, usually every morning in order to keep Tom, well, in order, it's how Tom works best. If there's a to-do list for the day, I usually give it to him in the morning and I say, okay, Tom, you know, X, Y, Z, this all needs to get done today. Doesn't matter when, you know, just today, preferably, please. And so, you know, I'll give him my list. And then, you know, throughout the day, I'll check in. I'll be, you know, how's it going? This and the other thing. You know, have you heard back from this person or that person? You know, what they had to say. And then as the day goes on and as I see that, you know, he's progressing through the list, I'm like, yes. It's just a little, it's honestly, when it comes down to it, it's just a little wins.
Is that a strictly a female thing, building lists?
No, you love lists.
I know, I do love lists, but maybe I have some female in me. I don't know.
you love, I don't know, is it? I don't know.
No, I don't. is it like, what is it about women having to check off things on a list?
I actually never really started. I actually used to keep everything in my head.
No, I'm saying mentally. No, like, I'm talking about mentally, like having a checklist in your head.
Well, no, I know, but I'm saying like me personally, like I used to just kind of like mentally check things off a list in my head. And then only until recently, I actually just started writing them down. And I don't know, I guess I just feel more organized writing it down, but I don't know. Cause we're just, women are just constantly thinking about things that have to get done because sometimes our spouses won't do it. And you know, one of the other things I've learned is just, if you want something done, you just sometimes just got to do it yourself. So
yeah, but doesn't usually if it comes to that where you don't want to tell me and you feel like you have to do it yourself, you know,
what about it?
That usually doesn't work too out. Doesn't that doesn't
well really it usually
turn
doesn't
out
end
too
well
good
for
in my
you.
Favor, right?
No, it usually doesn't end well for you because I'll ask and then you'll say, oh, I'll get to it. And then sometimes it doesn't happen.
So what would you say? I guess, all right. So talking from my perspective, my way of stepping up is making sure that I'm being a man of my word. I'm doing what I have to do. And then can, you know, just kind of going back to your first point, is that I'm attentive when you're speaking to me. So what's mm-hmm. something that you can do on your end? Or if somebody's listening that they already have in their relationship, they the person on the other end is very attentive, they're listening. You know, what's something that you feel that you can improve?
Well, you just got to, you know, you have to work with your spouse or whomever you're...
No, Jen, I'm talking about what? You specifically.
I know, I'm going to get to it. I need to, this is how I'm working my way through this. Hold on. So you have to, or what I find works is that you have to see what... Well, now you just threw me for a loop. Now I hate you. Okay.
It's okay. Come back in. I'm reining you in. Here you go. So I was telling you about what I'm going to improve.
Yeah. Okay. So what do I need to improve on then? What will work better? What do you need for me then?
No, I'm asking, what do you think, you know, is something that you should be working on?
I don't know. I think I'm pretty well-rounded. I'm a pretty perfect human being. I guess I could, I don't know. I'm attentive. I do what I say when I say I'm going to do it.
Guys, she's a unicorn. She's just perfect. She glows. Rainbows follow her around.
I guess. Okay. Well, I already know what I can work on.
How about I say it for you, maybe just communicating more with me right away when you feel a certain way about my actions.
Oh, yeah, no, I was going to say, that too. I was going to say giving you a little more leeway because I'm particular in how I like things done. And that just because honestly, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter whatever things get done, as long as they do get done. So I'm learning to become a little more lenient in the way that the things do get done, as long as they get done, period.
That's awesome.
But they still have to get done well.
That's right. That's right.
they can't just be like shoddily done. They have to be done well.
That's
so,
right. That's right.
But they don't have to be perfect. They just have to be pretty good.
Well, thank you for sharing that. That was very, very transparent.
You're welcome.
So I think, you know, guys, the takeaway from today's episode, you know, we talked about our pup and our kitties for like 15 minutes. But
I'm sorry, I ramble.
You love them so much. The takeaway from that was just, you know, if you're struggling, you're having a tough time right now, maybe get a pet, you know, even if you have some issues in a relationship or something, a good starting point is to get a pet because pets will just love you unconditionally. And it's a good lesson for us how our pets love us unconditionally. Sometimes we need that reminder
that we have to love
each other unconditionally.
Another option is if you can't get a pet or don't want to get a pet is to go pet sit one of your friends or family members. I recently dog sat my little buddy Reese, last week, I don't know, 2 weeks ago, and even just getting a break from my own cats to go see Reese, who is this 100-pound chocolate lab horse. and, you know, just even seeing him, you know, brighten my day because, you know, you walk in the door and they're just like so excited because it was probably like, I don't know, a week since I saw Reese and he was just excited nonetheless to see me. So, you know, even if you can't get a pet or, you know, whatever the case is, you know, go take somebody's dog for a walk or something.
There you go. So, yeah, so some takeaways is get a pet.
No.
If you can't get a pet, take somebody else's pet for a walk.
Yes.
It'll bring some joy
to
life.
Just hang. You don't even have to. Just hang out with one. That's yes. why they call. That's why they always, you know, they bring dogs into, you know, chemo centers and stuff because, you know, they're therapeutic.
That's right.
You know?
Even go visit
the animal. Well, no, the animal shelter breaks my heart. But I don't know. Just go play with a dog or a cat.
It upsets you, but it, you know, it could change you too because you can be there, you can help, you can volunteer.
Right.
But even exactly. Guys, doesn't even have to be a place for pets.
Sorry,
we're talking about volunteering somewhere. You know, getting outside of yourself. You know,
and helping other people,
paying it forward. And then you know, we're talking about just relationships. You know, at least from my perspective, whether I don't know if this is just a guy thing or it's just me. In my faults, but reminding myself that the more attentive I am to my relationship with you, Jen, that's, you know, which is so important to me, just the better our days are going to go because you're going to feel more in tune. I'm going to feel more in tune.
Right. It's like they say, what is it? Happy wife, happy life.
Ah.
There it is. Whoever said that is an absolute genius.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
Yes, they are.
And then on, you know, on your end, just kind of, I guess, giving leeway. So guys, if you know what, if you're in a relationship, you may be the person that needs to give your significant other some leeway, you know, if they're struggling with something or they're trying to improve. If they're completely not trying to improve, all right, then you got to sit down and have a conversation with them.
Absolutely.
But Jen knows in our relationship that I'm always trying to become a better person. I'm not.
Right, and you honestly just have to see what, you know, what works best, you know, for you and your spouse, because everyone is different, and what may work for, you know, Tom and myself may not work for everybody else. So it all
starts with the communication.
Right. Exactly.
You know, and maybe communicating is not something that comes naturally for you. Maybe, you know, growing up, you didn't have a lot of communication, or you're a shy person, but we got to get past that, guys. We got to get away from the not, you know, being comfortable communicating, because you're not going to have a happy, comfortable relationship if you're not able to be vulnerable and be, you know, and be open to sharing what's on your heart with the person that you're in love with. Because, you know, I think, I'm sure, Jen, you could see right through me if I'm not telling you something. So
you have so many tells.
I have. What's one of my tells? Let's share this. I don't even know this, guys. What's one
you
of my
just,
tells?
You just you're I, well. You're.
Ooh, got her on the mic. I'm hot on the mic.
Oh Lord. well, if we're chatting via text message, you just either A, aren't very responsive, or B, give very short responses, like very short, serious ones.
Guys, by the way, yeah, like it's
short and serious. I'm like, oh, okay.
That, you know, when texting really became popular, there was never emotion behind texts. It was like the words are the words. And it's funny, like, if I don't know if you've ever seen some parodies online, like everybody interprets a text differently.
Right.
But it's kind of crazy because usually she's interpreting mine pretty well. So
yeah, and there's that. And then if I get on the phone with you and you're just like, I can't really talk right now, I have to go, but like, you're clearly not doing anything. Like, you're clearly sitting at home in your room, like, reading a book or something. And I'm like, where are you going? And you're like, ugh.
Well, Jen, I have to say that doing this project, you know, connecting with people, sharing my heart to the world, my heart and soul on the Positivity Effect, has helped me be a better person and also be more attentive to you.
Well, you've definitely been more outgoing, which is nice.
See? So, guys, I'll just recap again. Some big takeaways. Get a pet. Get a little guy. Get a little
just, how about,
fur
how
baby.
About we, how about we change that takeaway number one to spend time with a four-legged friend.
Spend time with a four-legged friend. How about takeaway number two, Jen?
I don't know what's takeaway number two.
You want me to? Come on.
Am I supposed to be listening and paying attention?
You're supposed to be paying attention to your spouse right now.
Oh, okay. Okay, takeaway number two, listen to your spouse. Make them feel appreciated.
There you go. Takeaway number three, if you're the one that's feeling appreciated, maybe you have to give that other person some time, some leeway when they make mistakes. And takeaway number four, let's talk about really quick, Jen, before we go.
Okay.
What's something that you're really grateful for in life right now?
Like, as of this moment?
Yeah. How about as of this moment?
As of this moment, I am grateful for the opportunity that, granted, it was 4 weeks later, to be on this beloved podcast.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And, you know, hopefully people like what they hear, because I'm having fun.
Good. And you're going to be coming back regularly. I'm going to have to drag you on, even if you don't want to come on.
Well, we'll let the general public speak. We'll see. I mean, I want to make sure my head fits through the door when I leave here today. So
you gave me a nice headshot from work. I'm looking forward to posting it on the website.
I know. It was when we got newly engaged, and the photographer purposely positioned me so that we could show off the engagement ring.
That's right. And so this is going to be fun.
So funny.
Guys, so next, whether you're Catholic, you're Christian, or you're not, you know, it doesn't really matter. But we're going to be attending something week. They call it Pre-Cana.
Oh, Lord.
For those of you that know. We're attending it, our first one, next Friday. And it's, you know.
And did you find the irony in the fact that our first Pre-Cana class is on April 1st, which is April Fool's Day? So it's like a sick joke.
That's a joke.
It's a sick joke. Crazy.
All right. Well, Jen, stop.
Sorry.
So Pre-Cana, whether you're Catholic or not, or you're religious or not, it's just a place, you know, for us, you know, I'm going to just take the religious part of it out of it. You have to be very vulnerable with a group of people that are already, you know, they're already
other engaged couples.
And we're being led by a couple that has a lot of experience being married, and they're going to help guide us and help give us some tips and try to get to know us and see what our intentions are. Just make sure that our intentions are true before we get married. So we're excited to share that with you guys. You know, we'll talk a little bit about it on the first episode coming up. Actually, it's going to be the following Sunday. This next Sunday, Jen's going to have a week off, but she will be back the second week of April. We'll start talking about pre-Canaan. We'll have already been two
sessions in. Well, there's in. Only three. So.
Yeah, there's only three. But yeah, Jen is here for the long haul on this little more informal Sunday show we do on the Positivity Effect. And
did
you
tell them what we're calling it?
I'm going to get to that. and it's going to be fun because it's, guys, we got 6 months until we get married. And it was kind of fun, Jen. You texted me today. This is real. This is really happening. So it's really happening, guys. And I hope if you're married, if you're not married, I hope it's something that is important to you.
I just hope we entertain.
Yeah, I hope we entertain.
I hope I entertain. Mostly me. This isn't about you anymore.
You entertain me.
Oh, aren't you the sweetest?
Oh.
Oh, stop it.
So, yeah, it's going to be awesome. And the show is no longer, it's not going to be called The Fireside Chat anymore. It's going to be called WWJD. And that's not What Would Jesus Do. That is What Would Jen Do.
Solving the world's problems
one giggle
at a time.
Yes. It's probably solving Tom's problems one giggle at a time. But
it's just solving Tom.
Figuring out Tom, the enigma, one layer of an onion at a time. Peeling him back.
Beautiful.
Yes. And honey bunches.
Honey, can we have wine when we do this next time?
We can.
That would be nice.
We should actually, let's be really transparent right now with the audience too. So right before we got on, guys, I was trying to set up Jen with the microphone.
Tom was assuming things.
I was assuming that she knew how to set up the microphone, and she was assuming that my MacBook charger fit her MacBook, which it doesn't.
Right, because Apple, the money-making scheme.
So, long story short, before we even got onto this call, we were both kind of in poopy states of mind because we both hated each other at the moment because neither of us wanted to back down from our belief.
Because what happens when you assume?
That's right. And I can say that after sitting on the microphone with my beloved for the past half hour, I feel more centered. I don't know about you, Jen.
I could use some wine.
I could too. You want to drink some wine tonight?
Sure.
Okay. Well, guys.
No, I do feel better. In case anybody was wondering.
I guess the Sunday WWJDs is more like couples therapy for me and Jen, but hopefully.
No, it's more for you. I'm already all figured out.
Yeah, Jen is, like I said, she's a unicorn. She walks around with rainbows behind her.
Great.
But hopefully you guys get some value from this. Just kind of, this is a chat that me and Jen would just be having if we were driving in the car on the way to her grandmother's. So, by the way, you know, her grandmothers are absolutely adorable, as are mine, but
we have this thing that we do, and we call it the grandma tour.
We call it the grandma tour. If you heard that beep, that was Jen's water bottle yelling at her.
I have a water bottle that if I don't drink from it within 60 minutes, then it beeps to remind me that I have to drink. So it has been 60 minutes and I need to know.
We'll share the name of that bottle in the show notes. Just check out the show notes, guys, at positivityeffect.com. Just put Jen's name in the search bar. But,
ooh.
Yeah, ooh. So, ooh. But yeah, it's...
I'm searchable.
We have the grandma tour.
And yeah, the grandma tour. It's my favorite.
We're going to have a whole episode dedicated to the grandma tour. Maybe we'll even bring one of the grandmas on.
Well, that's okay. We'll talk.
That could be really special. That could be a special memoir for us.
We'll have to.
I wonder if everybody signed off already.
Probably.
They're probably done. They're done listening to us.
They're like, what are these people rambling on about?
I know. They're like, come on, bring back Dr. Tom. Bring back the interviews. No.
Yeah.
I think they're absolutely adoring this episode.
Well, I hope so. We'll find out, I guess.
Well, we're at a solid 39 minutes and 30 seconds, Jen. It's been
Is that my cutoff?
Yeah, it's your cutoff. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's fine.
I don't want to keep everybody. I know that everybody's busy.
Fair enough.
We got things to do on Sunday. We got church and things to do. Actually, guys.
We have Easter tomorrow.
Holy cow. No, it's Easter's today, Jen.
I'm sorry.
Remember, right, we're recording this on Saturday,
right,
guys.
Sorry. Today, Easter is today.
Yes, today. Happy Easter to anybody that celebrates. Easter. If you don't, just enjoy your Sunday. And
Sunday fun day.
Sunday fun day. Yeah, it's, you know, a little quick side note. We go to church with one of Jen's grandmothers on Easter Sunday, and it's like a special mass where...
Oh, it's a balloon mass. It's my favorite mass of the year.
I'll post a picture on a blog post. You guys got to check it out. It's like
beautiful.
The whole place is just filled with these colorful balloons, and it's like very bright, and it makes my day.
Beautiful.
I wish they did it more than just Easter Sunday, but maybe that's the specialness behind it.
Right. Precisely.
So I'll definitely, guys, keep the blog. I'll definitely drop a picture of that in the blog and some experiences from Easter Sunday. But again, if you don't celebrate, if you do celebrate, enjoy your Sunday.
Sunday fun day.
Jen, thank you so much for coming on. I know it took a few weeks to do this, but it means the world that you are by my side and, you know, along this journey of life with me. And, you know, I'm honored that I get to share that with everybody.
Better late than never, I suppose.
Oh. Ouch.
No, it's been fun. I look forward to where this goes and if people actually enjoy us.
I think they do already.
I hope so.
Confidence, Jen.
I enjoy us.
I enjoy us too. All right. Let's stop making everybody sick.
Sorry.
Guys, thank you so much for joining us on this episode of The Positivity Effect. One of the last few FSCs for The Positivity Effect. It will soon be called WWJD. We'll keep you posted on that because we got to keep that format consistent. And it's going to be fun. Jen will, peel back the onion layers of Dr. Tom. You guys will get to know me a little bit more on a personal level. And this is what this show is about, creating that ripple effect. So if you learned something today, implement it, share it with a family member, make that ripple effect, go forward in your own life as well. And thank you so much for joining us on today's episode. Take care.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Positivity Effect. I promise to keep sharing inspiring stories with the guests every single day. I hope you feel inspired, and I hope that we stirred some self-reflection in you on topics like transparency, compassion, and empathy. Please check out the website at positivityeffect.com. Sign up for the newsletter and I'll send you some tips to get you thinking more positively. If you're really enjoying The Positivity Effect, please tell someone about the show. Together we can create a ripple effect of positivity throughout our world, something that we need so desperately today. So thanks again so much for listening. See you tomorrow for another episode of The Positivity Effect.